Welcome to our service for Easter Day. My thoughts and prayers are with all of you who can't be with us in church this morning. This recording comes with my prayers for you, especially. Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia.
Christ is risen today, alleluia, a triumphant holy day, alleluia. Wounded once upon the cross, alleluia, suffered to redeem a loss, sing, alleluia, unto Christ our heavenly King, alleluia, who endured the cross and grave, alleluia, sinners to redeem and save, sky he's King, alleluia, where the angels ever sing, alleluia.
St. Paul writes, I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God. Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and have failed to do what we ought to have done. We are sorry and truly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Collect for Easter Sunday. Lord of all life and power, who through the mighty resurrection of your Son overcame the old order of sin and death to make all things new in him, grant that we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, may reign with him in glory, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be praise and honour, glory and might, now and in all eternity. Amen.
First reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, beginning at verse 34. Peter began to speak to those assembled in the house of Cornelius. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We were witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Gospel reading is from John chapter 20, verses 1 to 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from it. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. And then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes, but Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. She saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They've taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they've laid him." When she had said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've laid him, and I'll take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ our Lord. Amen. May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Sometimes the sermon comes along, flows easy from the pen or the keys or the laptop screen. Who knows where the sermon comes from nowadays? But sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes the sermon has seven different starts and none of them grows up to be a sermon. And this one, you have guessed already, was like that. You need to be ahead of the game for Easter, so I started it on Monday. Started it again on Tuesday, and again on Wednesday. Until on Thursday I gave up and started writing this, which is a bit more like a poem, really, I suppose. The picture that haunts me every Easter morning, and what I nearly always end up preaching about, is Mary staring at the empty tomb. They've moved on, the others, Peter and John. Nothing more to see here, nothing more to do, places to go, nets to mend. But Mary has come to do the last thing she could do for him, to wash him, to anoint him, without much doubt to kiss him and to say goodbye. And now she can't. And so she stands, weeping and numb, at the mouth of the empty tomb, looking into its emptiness and nothingness, looking into despair. He alone had given meaning to her life. She had met him when the demons drove her hardest, when her lifestyle made her the target of every tongue, pinned with every vicious label they could find to make themselves feel better than she was. Whore, harlot, sinner, outcast. Until she met a man who didn't care. A man they labelled friend of sinners, but who wore the label as a badge of honour, a man who set her free. But now, he's gone. Even his lifeless body is gone. They've taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they've laid him. And then a voice behind her, and she turns. Why? She doesn't recognise the voice, we don't know. The face, perhaps, is hidden by her tears. But then he says her name, Mary. And she says, his, Rabuni. And she, who had been looking at the end of everything, is looking at another new beginning as she looks into his face. It's not the first time she's been born again. Perhaps it will not be the last. God will find another part of her, as he finds another part of each of us, to convert on another day. But today she stands for all of us who have stood looking into despair, but have turned at the sound half recognized of the voice of Christ behind us, have heard him calling us by name, and turned to find the love light in his eyes, and found in him our meaning and our hope. Found it for the first time, and then for the first time again, and then again, new again on Easter morning, new again on every morning, like a sermon that started on Monday and starts again each day new. Amen.
Can call us back to life again. Fields of our hearts that dead and bare have been. Love is come again like wheat that springeth
green. Now it's time for our prayers. Our intercessions today will be led by Anthea, but we begin as usual with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. En ta da hwnnwyd yn y nefoedd sancteiddi y dy enw, dyle dy deafnas gwnela dy ywychlis, megis yn y nef fechlu ar y ddear hefyd. Dyna ni heddiw ein bar am beinyddiol, y maddau i ni ein dyledion, pan y maddau o'n unna ein dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni brofedigaeth, eithau gwared ni rhag drwg, Can I say to thee, your dearness, our nerth, our gogoniant,
and I say so. Amen.
We now come to our prayers on this Easter Sunday. God, our Father, by raising Christ your Son, you conquered the power of death and opened for us the way to eternal life. Let our celebration today raise us up and renew our lives by the Spirit that is within us. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God for ever and ever. Amen. Alleluia to our King, praise and thanksgiving for life and life eternal. Alleluia to our Lord Jesus Christ, conqueror of death and hell. Alleluia to Christ, the gateway to life everlasting. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise you for your life-giving and life-renewing powers, this glorious day and evermore. Amen. In these troubled times, we pray for peace. Loving God, lead us from death to life, from falsehood to truth. Lead us from despair to hope, from fear to trust. Lead us from hate to love, from war to peace. And let peace fill our hearts, our world, and our universe this Easter time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Ukraine. Loving God, we pray for the people of Ukraine, for all those suffering or afraid, that you will be close to them and protect them. We pray for our world leaders, for compassion, strength, and wisdom to guide their choices. We pray for the world that in this moment of crisis, we may reach out in solidarity to our brothers and sisters in need. May we walk in your ways so that peace and justice become a reality for the people of Ukraine and for all the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for refugees of every nationality, and especially today for those from Ukraine. Bless all those who are, through no fault of their own, forced to flee their homes and take only that which they can carry, to seek a safer place to live. Remind us of our Saviour, who as a child was also a refugee, finding shelter in a foreign land. And give us hearts and hands, willing to reach out and help these, our brothers and sisters, within your worldwide family. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are sick or ill. Healing God, bless those on a journey of recovery from illness or surgery. Grant strength, patience, and freedom from pain. Bring restoration of health through your Spirit's power. Reach out and touch them so they know you are there, bringing comfort and light even in the darkest of times. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we thank you, Lord, for the lives of all those loved ones who, whilst no longer walking beside us or holding our hand along life's journey as once they did, live on in the collective memory of those they have left behind. Enjoy their company, loving God, until we shall meet again. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.